RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia ready to be mediator to settle Myanmar crisis. Indonesia has potential to raise export-import with Kazakhstan, Vice President Yusuf Kalla says. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said Indonesia is ready to be the mediator to bridge Islamic countries to settle crisis in Myanmar. He said after the first summit meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation on Science and Technology at the Palace of Independence in Astana, Kazakhstan on Sunday, September 10. Yusuf Kalla said, with regard to the crisis in Rakhine State in Myanmar, Indonesia actually has already done what other countries cannot do because of inavailability of access for them to Myanmar. He said that Indonesia can anytime communicate with the Myanmarese government. At the opening of the meeting, Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev also touched the Myanmar issue. He said the case would also be referred to the UN Human Rights Commission with regard to finding the truth of the problem and independently investigating the violence and violation of international laws that have happened. The OIC also hoped that the Myanmar government could settle the core problems, including the citizenship and rights of the Rohingya. The OIC meeting produced a conclusion that it was important for the Myanmar government to return the refugees back to Rakhine State safely, honorably, and under protection. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla has said, there is potential for Indonesia to boost its export and import activities with Kazakhstan, which is still not optimal. The Vice President said in Astana, Kazakhstan recently that the trade relation is also small because it has not increased due to the distance, but there is a potential to increase our export and import from Kazakhstan. Yusuf Kalla stated this after having previously paid an honorary visit to the Prime Minister of Kazakhstan, Bakistan Sagentayev, at the Prime Minister's office of Kazakhstan in Astana. The Vice President noted that the potential of export and import include flour from Kazakhstan and palm oil, coffee, and tea from Indonesia. According to Yusuf Kalla, the low level of import and export with Kazakhstan was due to considerable distance with Indonesia and also due to the difficulty of transportation and the absence of port in Kazakhstan as it has no sea. In addition to discussing the potential of import and export, Yusuf Kalla also took the opportunity to seek support on several matters and discuss the implementation of the entire program of Islamic countries in the field of technology during the meeting. Indonesian state-owned PT Telekomunikasi Indonesia CEO Alex Sinaga and the board of directors recently have announced that 98% of customer connectivity services have returned to normal in line with satellite recovery. System recovery of Telkom One satellite has been done since August 26. As of now, PT Telkom has recovered the connectivity in 14,689 out of 15,009 sites of Telkom One satellite customer services. As many as 2,195 personnel are involved in the recovery of Telkom One satellite, comprising 446 engineers and 1,729 field technicians. Alex said Telkom Crisis Center is operating on July 24. Telkom customers such as Bank Mandiri, Bank BNI, Bank BTN, Bank BRI, and Bank BCA have stated that the ATM service connectivity has been recovered entirely. After the recovery, the crisis center will be tasked with monitoring post-recovery situation to ensure stable service quality for customers. In addition, the crisis center will also replace temporary solution with a permanent solution in 2 months' time at the latest. The National Development Planning BPPN Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that the government has several strategies to reduce economic inequality. He recently said in Jakarta that the normative ones include ensuring people's participation in the social, political, and economic context. Bambang said that the first point means that the government will open up quality job opportunities. A quality job has 40 working hours a week in the formal sector. The government will also encourage people to become businessmen. Moreover, the government will facilitate ownership of financial and non-financial assets for people who do not possess enough assets. Bambang said that the president has been handing out land titles to people. Access to public services is being improved by enhancing human resources quality. Bambang added that other factors include redistribution of state resources generated from tax revenue. The government must ensure that taxes are being utilized to establish equal development. Another policy being prepared to reduce wealth inequality is agricultural reform. Bambang said, as a result, poverty will continue to haunt farmers. Therefore, they need to be empowered at least by being given more lands. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Food resilience issue poses a huge challenge at present. Therefore, the Indonesian Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry keeps trying to increase food productivity, according to an official. Selamat Subiato, Director General of Aquaculture of the Ministry, said in Jakarta on Monday, September 11, that at present, every country faces a huge challenge concerning food resilience. He said the rapid population growth has triggered an increasing demand for food. The ministry has been doing effort to increase food production in the fishery sector, among other things by expanding land productivity and carrying out accountable and sustainable management. Meanwhile, Indonesian President Joko Widodo has believed that it is the food sector and not politics and law that will hold the reins of power in future. He said countries in future will compete to gain control over food, energy, and water, so it is necessary for the state to prepare logistics to make it resilient from being conquered. Hence, new paradigms and innovations in the food sector need to be made. In 72 years, Radio Republik Indonesia RRI maintains its support to the state, not certain parties. It was said by the President Director of RRI, Muhammad Rohanuddin, on the sidelines of Costume Ethnic Fun Run, held by RRI in Jakarta on Sunday in commemoration of the 72nd anniversary of RRI. Rohanuddin said the event was a symbol of the nation's unity.
Dan RRI adalah satu-satunya lembaga penyiaran yang betul-betul memiliki.
RRI is the only broadcasting institution that is really on the side of the state. This is important, not of the region, but of the state, because this country has many elements. Therefore, we are from Radio Republik Indonesia. We must give high dedication to the nation and state. We build a genuine neutrality, stand on all classes. That is Radio Republik Indonesia. Muhammad Rohanuddin said further, that in 72 years, RRI is not only a national radio station, but also an important instrument that has a major role in the history of Indonesia's development. The neutrality of RRI that is not distracted by certain interests was not found in other radio stations. According to him, this should be maintained forever. The last item, Indonesia U19 team is preparing for Vietnam fast style of play in the U18 AFF Youth Championship Clash Group B on Monday in Yangon, Myanmar. Indonesia U19 defender Nur Hidayat Haris recently said that Vietnam's direct play was the main focus of Coach Indra Safri's training regime. The coach has given the formula to anticipate the fast style of play and weaknesses of Vietnam. Indra Safri said that he has learned Vietnam's style of play and prepared strategies to ensure a victory. Indonesia needs a win against Vietnam to go through to the next round. The U19 team currently sits in the second place of the table with 6 points from 2 matches, having an inferior goal difference than Vietnam. In the first 2 matches, the U19 team won against Myanmar 2-1 and the Philippines 9-0, whereas Vietnam smashed Brunei 8-1 and the Philippines 5-0. Nur Hidayat said that the team want to win and ensure a spot in the semifinals. Indonesia U19 versus Vietnam will be held today at 3:30 p.m. Western Indonesia time. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia ready to be mediator to settle Myanmar crisis. Indonesia has potential to raise export-import with Kazakhstan, Vice President Yusuf Kala says. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today. Entitling, the existence of RRI in its 72nd anniversary. Today, precisely September 11, 2017. Radio Republik Indonesia commemorates its 72nd anniversary. As a public broadcasting institution, 72 years old, is mature, and has a lot of experience. The establishment of Radio Republik Indonesia, or RRI, cannot be separated from the struggle of the Indonesian nation in maintaining its independence. RRI was born a month after the Japanese radio station Hoso Kyoku stopped its broadcast on August 19, 1945. At that time, the public did not receive any information and did not know what to do after Indonesia became independent. Moreover, foreign radio station at that time reported that British soldier in the name of the Allies, would occupy Java and Sumatra. From the news, it is known that the Allies still recognized Dutch sovereignty over Indonesia. It was rumored that the Kingdom of the Netherlands want to establish an administration called Netherlands Indie Civil Administration, or NICA. In response on this, people who had been active in broadcasting during the Japanese occupation realize that radio was an important tool for the government of the Republic of Indonesia to communicate and give guidance to the people about what to do. On September 11, 1945, a delegation consisting of those who had been involved in Hoso Kyoku Radio, Abdul Rahman Saleh, Adang Kadar Usman, Suhardi, Sutarji Harjo Lukita, Sumarmadi, Sudomo Marto, Harto, and Maladi met with the government in Jakarta. The final result of the meeting was the establishment of Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, with Abdul Rahman Saleh as its leader. As the time goes by, the role of Radio Republik Indonesia is constantly changing. At the beginning of its establishment, RRI was a radio of struggle that helped to boost the fighting spirit to maintain independence. In the era of the old order under the government of President Sukarno and the new order under President Suharto, RRI was used by the Indonesian government at that time to campaign for an independent Indonesia, disseminating information throughout the world as well as to the people of Indonesia itself. The broadcast contains many programs that inspire nationalism and government propaganda. RRI, in the era of the old order and the new order, also became a political tool of the government. In the reform era since 1998, the role and function of RRI has been transformed into a public broadcasting institution that must serve the needs of the public for information. With 92 stations spread across Indonesia, including Voice of Indonesia and Channel 5 special program, RRI is now able to reach more than 80% of the listener population in various parts of Indonesia, even to the border areas. In its 72 years old and in the midst of the era of media convergence and media competition today, the task of RRI is getting heavy. RRI needs to prove its existence as one of the oldest mass media in Indonesia. RRI is also expected to innovate and able to accommodate all parties, groups, and interests independently. Happy 72nd anniversary for Radio Republik Indonesia. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back, listeners, to our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on September 11, 1945, when Radio Republik Indonesia was established. On September 10, 1945, a number of radio broadcasters from various regions gathered in Jakarta, such as Maladi and Yusuf Ronodipuro, for a commitment to establish a national radio broadcast, which previously was local radios in several cities operated under the directions and supervisions of the colonial government of Japan. The determinations of the delegates to establish Radio Republik Indonesia was a very appropriate momentum because Indonesia has just achieved independence and needed a radio broadcast that could voice the interests of the Indonesian nation both to the people of Indonesia itself and to the international community, so that at the beginning of its birth, RRI positioned itself as struggle radio. In the evening of September 11, 1945, finally, Radio Republik Indonesia was officially established at the delegation meeting with Adang Kadarusman's house, led by Dr. Abdul Rahman Saleh, and resulted in the decisions to continue Indonesia's struggle through radio broadcast by establishing Radio Republik Indonesia. The next event was in 1973 about military coup in Chile. At the beginning of 1973, there were economic crises and hyperinflations that reached 600% to 800% in Chile. As a result of the economic crisis, there was public distrust of the government of President Salvador Allende. Due to dissatisfaction, the military leadership under General Augusto Pinochet made a military coup on September 11, 1973 and successfully overthrew the government of President Allende. The fall of the civil administration finally emerged junta military to take control of the Chilean government. But the military junta's leadership proved to be a violent and repressive regime on who opposed. It was recorded that thousands of people missed and killed who opposed the junta government. The last event was in 2001 about the tragedy of the destructions of the World Trade Center Tower in New York. September 11, 2001 attacks were a series of attacks in the form of four suicide attacks, which have been set against several targets in New York City and Washington, D.C. In the morning of September 11, 2001, about 19 hijackers from Islamic militants hijacked four jet planes that were traveling armed. The hijackers deliberately crashed two planes into the World Trade Center Twin Towers in New York City. Both towers collapsed within 2 hours. The hijackers also crashed a third plane into the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. As for the fourth plane, the plane failed to crash into the target at Washington, D.C., as the plane crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. According to the investigations team's 911 report, about 3,000 people were killed in this attack. Listener, that was Today in History of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nugo Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus, entitling Indonesia and Kazakhstan Increased Cooperation. The government of Indonesia encouraged increased cooperation with Kazakhstan in the field of export, import and investment. Vice President Yusuf Kala, after a bilateral meeting with Kazakhstan Prime Minister Bakitstan Sagintayev in Astana City, Kazakhstan, Saturday, September 9, 2017, as released by Republika said. Indonesia is planning to invest in the 9th largest known country in the world. He said there are businessmen from Jakarta who want to invest in Kazakhstan in the field of pharmaceutical and mining, and currently they are taking care of the permits. The bilateral meeting of Vice President Yusuf Kala and the Prime Minister of Kazakhstan is to increase trade balance between the two countries. Yusuf Kala explained that Indonesia has great potential to increase the availability of a number of market commodities in Kazakhstan. Although the distance to the country is far and Kazakhstan commodities is quite diverse, Indonesia still wants to establish cooperation because both parties will develop technology and economy. So far, trade relationship between the two countries is relatively small. Kazakhstan as a mainland country is difficult to export and import goods, and the activities often have to go through China and Korea. According to Yusuf Kala, the bilateral meeting this time is to increase economic cooperation between the two countries. There are several commodities that can potentially be sold Kazakhstan to Indonesia, such as rice is quite competitive. Indonesia, on the other side, can export palm oil, coffee and tea to that country. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Research and Technology Muhammad Nasir said, the arrival of the Indonesian delegation to Kazakhstan is also intended to attend the Summit of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OKI, OIC. He revealed that the OIC Summit Indonesia brought the issue of food technology before the leadership of Islamic countries. Muhammad Nasir said, food security is an important thing in the midst of challenging global conditions. In the future, Indonesia wants to be a driver of food technology research that until now developed. This development includes the increasingly diverse types of food, processing mechanism as well as the development of food crops. According to Muhammad Nasir, Vice President Yusuf Kala wants more Islamic countries to implement science and technology in order to keep up with other countries. Yusuf Kala said, actually, technology in Islamic countries is quite good and advanced, as in Kazakhstan, Turkey, Iran, and Pakistan. Therefore, as a country incorporated in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the large population should be able to implement science and technology. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, accompanying Vice President Yusuf Kala, said that the development of communication technology, construction, energy, agriculture and marine technology in Indonesia is quite advanced and can contribute in the framework of science and technology of OIC countries. Listener, that was Focus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala said Indonesia is ready to be the mediator to bridge Islamic countries to settle crisis in Myanmar. He said after the first summit meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation on Science and Technology at the Palace of Independence is in Astana, Kazakhstan, on Sunday, September 10. With regard to the crisis in Rakhine State in Myanmar, Yusuf Kala said Indonesia actually has already done what other countries cannot do because of inavailability of access for them to Myanmar. Indonesia can anytime communicate with the Myanmar government. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala has said there is potential for Indonesia to boost its export and import activities with Kazakhstan, which is still not optimal. The Vice President said in Astana, Kazakhstan recently that the trade relations is also small because it has not increased due to the distance, but there is potential to increase our export and import from Kazakhstan. Indonesian state-owned PT Telekomunikasi Indonesia PT Telkom CEO Alex Sinaga and the board of directors recently have announced that 98% of customer connectivity services have returned to normal in line with satellite recovery. The National Development Planning Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that the government has several strategies to reduce economic inequality. The normative ones include ensuring people's participation in the social, political, and economic context. Food resilience issue poses a huge challenge at present, therefore the Indonesian Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry keeps trying to increase food productivity, according to an official. Selamat Subiakto, Director General of Aquaculture of the Ministry, said that at present, every country faces a huge challenge concerning food resilience. The rapid population growth has triggered an increasing demand for food. In 72 years, Radio Republik Indonesia RRI maintains its support to the state, not certain parties. It was said by the President Director of RRI Muhammad Rohanuddin on the sidelines of Costume Ethnic Fun Run held by RRI in Jakarta on Sunday in commemoration of the 72nd anniversary of RRI. Indonesia U19 team is preparing for Vietnam fast style of play in the U18 AFF Youth Championship Clash Group B today in Yangon, Myanmar. Indonesia U19 defender Nur Hidayat Haris recently said that Vietnam's direct play was the main focus of coach Indra Safri's training regime. The coach has given the formula to anticipate the fast style of play and weaknesses of Vietnam. Indra Safri said that he has learned Vietnam's style of play and prepared strategies to ensure a victory. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's season, we will introduce you to Coto Makassar from South Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Makassar City in South Sulawesi Province has not only beautiful tourism objects, but also delicious typical foods such as sop saudara, sop konro, pisang hijau ice, and Coto Makassar. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Coto Makassar. Listeners, Coto Mangkasara, or usually mentioning Coto Makassar, is typical food of Makassar, which has been well known in Indonesia even abroad. Coto Makassar is served in a bowl and eaten with ketupat and burasa. This food is made from beef offal, which is boiled in long time. The boiling of offal is mixed with beef, which is sliced and seasoned with herbs. Listeners, after the beef and offal are boiled with sauce which has been mixed with ginger, galangal, lemongrass, and bay leaf, drain the water and cut the meat into pieces and boil it back with broth sauce. Then all seasonings which have been mashed are fried. The seasonings consist of garlic, red onion, prevented soy or tauco, red chili which has been boiled, hazelnut, coriander, roasted cumin, granulated pepper, and salt. After the smell of fragrant stirs, fry the seasoning. Put in the spice into the broth and add peanuts that have been fried and boiled until boiling. Listeners, today Coto Makassar has been existed throughout the country, starting from stalls until restaurants. Since 2008, Coto Makassar has become one of menus on Garuda Indonesia's domestic flight to Makassar. When you visit Makassar, we suggest you to taste this food. You can find the food at almost food corners in Makassar, with the price approximately 20,000 until 25,000 rupiah per portion. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Coto Makassar from South Sulawesi. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is menyambut pemenang quiz VOI, or in English, welcoming the winners of VOI quiz. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Pemenang. Pemenang in English, winner. Quiz. Quiz in English, quiz. Datang. Datang in English, to come. Besok. Besok in English, tomorrow. Tahun ini. Tahun ini in English, this year. Jerman. Jerman in English, Germany. Yordania. Yordania in English, Jordan. Menjemput. Menjemput in English, to pick up. Mereka. Mereka in English, they. Bandara. Bandara in English, airport. Mempersiapkan. mempersiapkan in English to prepare. Makan malam, makan malam in English dinner. Hadir, hadir in English to attend. Karyawan, karyawan in English employee. Duta besar, duta besar in English ambassador. Perwakilan, perwakilan in English representative. Kedutaan besar in English embassy. Dewan direksi in English board of director. Dewan pengawas in English supervisory board. Restoran, restoran in English restaurant. Memperkenalkan, memperkenalkan in English to introduce. Kuliner, kuliner in English culinary. Keunikan, keunikan in English the uniqueness. Melayani, melayani in English to serve. Pelanggan, pelanggan in English customer or buyer. Next is a conversation about menyambut pemenang quiz VOI, or in English, welcoming the winners of VOI quiz. As usual, I'll say every sentence loudly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Anna. Nita, besok tamu pemenang quiz VOI akan datang. Besok tamu pemenang quiz VOI akan datang. In English, the winners of VOI quiz will come tomorrow. Pemenang tahun ini berasal dari Jerman, Albania, dan Yordania. Pemenang tahun ini berasal dari Jerman, Albania, dan Yordania. In English, the winners of this year come from Germany, Albania, and Jordan. Anna, apakah kamu ikut menjemput mereka di bandara? Apakah kamu ikut menjemput mereka di bandara? In English, do you want to pick them up to the airport? Nita, saya tidak ikut menjemput mereka. Saya tidak ikut menjemput mereka. In English, no, I do not pick them up. Saya mempersiapkan makan malam untuk mereka. Saya mempersiapkan makan malam untuk mereka. In English, I prepare a dinner for them. Anna, siapa saja yang akan hadir? Siapa saja yang akan hadir? In English, who will attend the event? Nita, selain pemenang kuis dan karyawan VOI, juga ada duta besar Yordania, perwakilan dari kedutaan Jerman, juga direksi dan dewan pengawas RRI. Selain pemenang kuis dan karyawan VOI, juga ada duta besar Yordania, perwakilan dari kedutaan Jerman, juga direksi dan dewan pengawas RRI. In English, besides the quiz winners and VOI employees, there will also Jordanian ambassador, representatives from German embassy, board of directors and supervisory board of RRI. Anna, makan malam di mana? Makan malam di mana in English? Where do we get the dinner? Nita, makan malam di sebuah restoran Padang tidak jauh dari hotel mereka. Makan malam di sebuah restoran Padang tidak jauh dari hotel mereka. In English, we get the dinner at a Padang restaurant near the hotel. Anna, mengapa di restoran Padang? Mengapa di restoran Padang? In English, why should be at Padang restaurant? Nita, selain untuk memperkenalkan salah satu kuliner Indonesia yang terkenal seperti rendang, selain untuk memperkenalkan salah satu kuliner Indonesia yang terkenal seperti rendang, in English, besides to introduce one of Indonesian famous culinaries like rendang, Restoran Padang mempunyai keunikan dalam melayani pelanggannya. Restoran Padang mempunyai keunikan dalam melayani pelanggannya. In English, the Padang restaurant also has its own uniqueness in serving buyers. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until next week with another topic, sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we'll present Indonesian Kroncong songs performed by the talented Indonesian female singer, Sumiati. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Kicir Kicir by Sumiati. Kicir is the original song from Betawi or Jakarta. The cheerful song is then performed in Kroncong genre. The lyrics look like the rhymes containing the thread of advice that lead to positive things or goodness. Pantun is a culture that is also inherent with the life of Betawi people. The song Kicir Kicir, better known not only in the country but also in various countries. The song Kicir Kicir also became one of the national songs that are often displayed on the international events. My listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Lain Dulu, Lain Sekarang by Sumiati. Enjoy the song. Of this song that describes the difference of ancient conditions and the present. This song is purely as entertainment only with a very strong rhythm of Batawi. This song also tells about a comparison to old parents and parents of today. Well, listener, Sumiati is the sister of the singer Mus Mulyadi, who is also known as the Kroncong singer. Sumiati previously done her career as a kroncong singer in the Netherlands and returned to Indonesia in coinciding with the death of Bung Karno, the first president of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sunda Kelapa and Gambang Semarang by Sumiati. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Nusantara Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Suara bersukaria, gelak tertawa semua orang karena hati tertarik gerak-gerik si tukang gendang. Empat penari membikin hati menjadi senang. Aduh,
this is the sweetest place, burying my feelings. I'm welcoming an eye into the darkest one. It tells me not to worry, for the time is yet to come for someone to arrive and heal the troubled one. Suddenly the rain falls, showering a desert storm. Wash away these tears of yesterday. I hear a sound of a raising chorus, sung by the angels.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, 10011 Indonesia, and join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.